Praise the Lord, everybody. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you surrendering, Lord God, asking you to have your way. You decrease, Deborah, and you increase, God, that I would say what thus says the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So
Amen.
we're talking about Diary of a Christian Woman, and my person is Delilah. So, you know, everything that I looked up about Delilah wasn't a good thing. She was known as a manipulator, a liar, a betrayer. She was just not a very good person. And so my story starts about her and Samson and the love of her life, how she portrayed Samson. And sometimes in our lives, Lord, some of us have been in that situation or have been where we've been betrayed or we have betrayed somebody else. And so, God, we say Delilah was a, she was known for being a beautiful woman. She was known as being a prostitute too, but she was known for being a beautiful woman. So what probably means that she was able to pull or get any man she wanted. And Samson was known for being chosen by God. You know, he had that Nazarite vow where it said that he was not supposed to have liquor or was not supposed to cut his hair because hair was his strength. And so, and I can imagine Samson, you know, if he was one of those with those strength and everything, I can imagine him walking around showing off because he was the strongest man. You know, he probably was a womanizer, can have any woman he wants. He probably was, you know, showing off muscles, you know, 6'4", dark, handsome, all that. So them Philistine men, they were sick of Samson. They didn't like him because they didn't like the fact that he had all this strength and all this power. And there was nothing that they could do with him because, you know, he was chosen by God and God was with him. But they wanted to know what it was that they could do. They wanted to get at him. So the only way they knew to get at him was Delilah, because they knew that he had a love for Delilah. And Delilah was anxious to do the bidding. So they asked Delilah, they said, Delilah, since he likes you, can you find out where his strength comes from? And if you do, we will pay you, as they say, 26 pounds of silver, which is a lot of money back in those days, and from each. So that means a lot of money. And since Delilah was one of those, her loyalty was to herself and for the love of money. That was her loyalty. So when they asked her, why don't you find out what is his strength? She was so happy to do the bidding. And so she started. So she asked Samson, what is it that you know, where is it is your strength? And Samson told her different things. He told her something about the width. If you do the width, that, you know, he would be like an ordinary man. And she told the Philistines what he said, and he went and she told them what he said, and they did what he said, and it didn't work. They tried three different things, and it didn't work. So, you know, she used her charm. She used her seduction on Samson, and she asked him again, if you love me, you would tell me what it is your strength come from. And Samson's got so tired. Gotta be careful with that. Samson got so tired of her nagging and asking him the same thing over and over that he just finally gave in and told her. And when he told her, she told the Philistines, and they came in and they cut his hair and gouged out his eyes, and he became normal just like any other man. Now, that was a wicked thing to do. And we know that Delilah was known for being a manipulator. You know, and a manipulator is a person who finds your weakness And then they used that weakness for their good. And that's what she did. She worked on his weakness. She knew that he was a man who was in love with her. She wasn't in love with him, but she knew that he loved her. And so she worked on that weakness or on Samson and to gain the secret of his strength. Also, she was a liar. She lied to him about how much that she loved him, and she knows she didn't love him. She was a liar. She betrayed him. There was nothing that she would not do for the love of that money that she knew that she was going to get at the end. That's why the word says the love of money is the root of all evil. Sometimes you can love something so bad, you know, the money so bad that you would be willing to do whatever it takes. So what is the lesson? Because Delilah's story is short. She was a betrayer. She was a manipulator. You know, she did whatever she had to do to get what she wanted with men. But if we would to come to the end of this, we would ask, what is the moral to this story? I would say number one would be is when somebody show you who they are, believe them. How many times have we come across people and they showed us who they are? But because it might be something that we want from them, or sometimes it's we don't want to change, or something we might be comfortable with, and we'll overlook what God will show us, and we'll allow our desires and emotions to take over. And instead of us trusting God, because God will always reveal, He will always reveal to us. But sometimes we overlook that. You know, we can like something and we can see five, six negative things, but I mean, five or six good things, positive things, but it could be one thing that would take us out. And we will concentrate on those five negative things and instead of concentrating on that one thing that God has showed you as the reason for you to depart from that. So that was one of the things. If she, he just, he would not, he didn't want to believe that she would be, he didn't want to believe that she would do that to him. He wanted to believe that she loved him that she loved him like he did, but she didn't. She didn't love him. She wanted the money. And so he paid dearly with his life. So that's one thing. Be careful when people really show you who they are, that you really believe them. Number two, because, oh, when I say that you really believe them, because the word says you shall know them by their fruit. See, their actions will show you who they are. You will definitely know them by their fruit, because their actions will exactly show you who they are. And action speaks louder than words all day long. So we have to believe what we see. Sometimes we don't want to. You know, I said, I have a saying about when you open up that Pandora box, you got to be careful when you open up that Pandora box, because that box ain't always easy to close. Because sometimes you can open up that door to pleasure and you can't close it because you just might like it. So you have to be real careful of the doors that you open in your life. Because you might just love them, you just might like it, and you might not be able to close those doors. And especially when you've been walking with God for a while, and then you try to go back out and try to do what you think you might be able to do, that's a dangerous thing to be walking holy in God and go back out into the world, because the word says that that man is 10 times worse than he was at the beginning. So sometimes it's a little harder coming back. And the closer your relationship with God, the greater the consequences. And the consequences is always greater than the pleasure. We don't see it at the time, but them consequences is always greater than the pleasure. So be careful when people show you who they are. Just believe them, because actions do not lie. The other thing is, there's a reason why God put sex in marriage. Oh my God. Oh my God. When I look at the story of Samson and Delilah, it was really all about lust. It was all about lust. And that lust cost him his life. Now, as the word says, we should flee from fornication. Ooh, that's a treacherous spirit right there, because that's one of those spirits that has to be satisfied. It's one of those things that it would do whatever it takes to get what it wants. And so you have to be careful. That's another door. You have to be careful when you open up that spirit of flesh. Sometimes we mistaken, I mean, that spirit of lust. Sometimes we've mistaken lust for love, but those are two different things. So you have to be really careful. As 1 Corinthians 6:9 said, know ye not that righteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, or adulterers, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. We have to. I know people used to say to me all the time, why shouldn't, that fornication is not a sin? I said that we can't, I don't, they don't really think that God expected us to not be able to go through with not fornicating. And I said, if it wasn't able, if it wasn't to be done, then God wouldn't have put it in his word. All things are possible with God. All things are possible. That don't mean there's many people who've got married. I mean, I know a lot of people didn't, but there's some people who did. And so we know that all things is possible with God when you put him in it. It's all possible. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. But then we have to make sure we don't put ourselves in those situations so that we don't be tempted. Because the word says we are tempted by our own desires. I hear people say, God tempted me. He just wanted to see. God don't tempt. How God gonna tempt you when he already know what's in you? He already know what we're capable of. So how is he gonna tempt you on something? And why would God tempt you in something that he know that's going to destroy you? We don't serve a God like that. But God will allow for things to happen. He will allow you to do whatever you want because it's your choice. It's your choice. And we can't blame other people when we fall short. We can't blame other people. Samson, he can't even blame Delilah because it was a choice that he made. He knew he had no business dealing with her. She was a Philistine woman. He had no business dealing with a Philistine woman, period. But it was his choice. It's our choice. It's our choice. Our walk in Christ is our choice, and nobody is responsible for our relationship with God but us. So we can't blame somebody else when we fall short. We have to learn how to put up, make sure we keep ourselves out of these situations where we won't get caught up like that. So we always, as long as we keep our eyes on God and make God first, all things are possible. And my last thing, dear God, we should always make sure that God is first in our life. When we are this is called the diary of a Christian woman. And so we always have to make sure that we are a beacon of light, that we are a woman of influence and not a woman of trickery, that we are a woman that represents God, that our light so shine among men that they will see our good works in Christ Jesus. We are responsible for who we are in Christ. We have come through a lot. I know I have come through a lot in this walk. My last year was a real big doozy. But I thank God that if it wasn't for the fact that I knew Jesus, if it wasn't for the fact that I loved him enough and I knew that God was keeping me. We all fall short of the glory of God, and God knows that. And I thank God that he loves me. I thank God for the women that he surrounded me around that kept me focused and kept me moving forward. I think that's why I always say in my walk, every time I speak, I always say that we serve an unconditional God. God is different from man. He doesn't turn his back because we fall short. I thank God that I'm still, that he showed me that I'm enough, that he still has values, he still has purpose. As his word says, a just man falls seven times, but he gets back up. It's not about It's not about how many times you fall, but it's about how many times you get back up. How much are you willing to give God? I know God, everybody don't give God everything. I know a lot of people don't walk in celibacy. And it wasn't not, and this wasn't an easy job for me either. But God kept me. He kept me. I came to so many close calls. I remember when I wanted to do it, and he wouldn't let me do it. I remember his protection when I wanted to, and he protected me. He protected me. He wouldn't even let it go forth. Was I pissed? Yes, I was. But at the next day, when I thought about that, I was so grateful. I thanked God and praised God so hard. And that's when I really realized that he loved me. See, my prayer always, I'm a single woman. So, you got to be really careful. And so my prayer is always protect me from me. It's not about what's in somebody else. It's about what's in me. I can't change nobody. I can't fix. And people only have the power that you give them. So my prayer is, God, protect me from me. Help me to be the woman that you called me to be. Help me to walk upright in you. Help me, God, not to slay, not to sway, not to go to the left, to the right, but to walk upright in you. So I am so grateful that I serve an awesome God who loves me in spite of myself, who never turned his back on me, who never left me or forsake me. And I realized that I was never, ever alone. He was always there. So women of God, who are we? Are we women of trickery, or are we women of influence? Are we women of righteousness, or are we women of unrighteousness? Are we women of good, or are we women of evil? The choice is ours. Who do you represent? Who has the power over your life? Because every choice we make determines who you represent. And I pray to God that we all represent Jesus. We get a powerful word in our church every day, every Sunday Bible study, every prayer day. We represent Jesus, BIG and IBG. And I like GIB. God issue blessings. So thank you. To God be all the glory.